Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Can anyone play the spoons?
I was just about to tell you, when I used to drink in this local pub back in the UK, this old boy used to come in and play the spoons. He used to play bones as well.
Ooh, bones?
Yeah, you had these two bones. I tried it once and I woke up the next day and wondered why I had these small bruises all over my legs.
It feels like that sounds like some sort of vision you had or something. Man trying to play the bones.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
Hi Rob, how are you?
Very well, thank you. This is really quite interesting, this first, well, they're all interesting, hopefully that's what it's all about, isn't it? But it could have been possible that our ancestors many years ago, and I'm talking a long time, had a remarkable trait. In certain conditions, such as food scarce or cold weather, they would slow their bodies until they switched off entirely by hibernating.
Whoa! So these are like pre-human humans could do proper hibernation stuff.
Oh, nice.
The idea that ancient humans could hibernate...
I believe it.
...seems a bit mad, but mountain evidence suggests that now hibernating mammals... non-hibernating mammals retain an ability to enter reduced energy states.
Well, that would make a lot of sense, because I genuinely do feel like most people I know just on a slightly lower... level of energy through the winter season,
and we're then hibernating.
As soon as literally Labor Weekend happens, everyone's like, "I'm back, here I am." Sunshine's revived me.
The distribution of hibernating species on the tree of mammals makes the likely conclusion that the common ancestor of all mammals was a hibernator.
Ooh.
Right, now, so it's possible we all have the genetic hardware. Hibernators can fend off loads of threats, extreme cold and famine are the obvious two, but it also could have the power to combat conditions that plague modern humans today, including Alzheimer's, strokes and heart attacks.
Oh, gosh.
It could even hold the key to longevity. Lots of ifs, buts and mights in this, do you know what I mean? So take it with... So no wonder some researchers are having a look at it.
So they're saying that you should try and hibernate.
Well...
I'm sold.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me twice.
Now, they don't know whether... It remains to be seen whether any underlying circuitry can be fired up enough to help us hibernate. But I'd be up for it. And I'll tell you when I'd do mine in the summer. I hate the summer here. It's hot and humid. Don't like it.
Fair.
Plus, I'd miss Christmas. Double bonus.
Yeah,
we can't all
bar
hibernate
humbug
together.
To you too.
Oh, no, I'm not bar humbug about it. I just don't like it.
It's
but
not
anyway.
For everyone.
No, it's
fair,
not for everyone.
Fair.
But
it is for me though.
And also
wait.
Me.
We can't all hibernate at the same time. So we've got
that's
to do
true.
It.
That's true. So we'll
take it in shifts.
Hibernate shift pattern.
But then the problem is we wouldn't get to hang out, Rob.
Yeah.
Because you'd
miss
be bloody
you.
Sleeping.
Oh yeah.
This is like how I never see my flatmate when she's on the night shift. We like literally see each other for 10 minutes in the evening sometimes. Yeah. Shout outs to Izzy.
Right, now I've got another little quick one. I'd already done this when I read this, but during thunderstorms, leaves from trees and other plants create mini electrical discharges that can significantly alter the surrounding air quality.
Whoa, hello.
Ooh. Right. Scientists have been long aware that plants and trees can emit small visible electric discharges from their leaves when they're beneath electrical fields generated by thunderstorms.
Did you say visible or invisible?
Visible.
Visible.
You can see these little glowy things.
Whoa, I'm going to be all
fun.
Googling that one later.
These discharges are known as coronas, so they name them after lager.
Which was named after the virus.
And new research... Oh, yeah, shit, I never thought of that. It's been a while, isn't it?
Please don't sue us, the beer company.
And new research suggests that these plant-based sparks may be altering the surrounding air quality. Whether it's good or bad, they don't know. But I'm going to tell you it's possibly good.
Okay.
Because humans are the only ones trying to nose the planet up. The rest of everything else is tuned into it.
Yeah, so...
So if trees are doing something, it's going to be for the good. Do you know what I mean? Because
I feel you.
They're not...
Do you reckon it's like they're putting their little sparks out to be like, get undercover!
Yeah.
Go! Yeah. The storm is coming! It's like when your dog starts doing little zoomies and you're like, oh, we're about to have an earthquake or something. Yeah. Actually, my dog's really useless at that. All through the Christchurch earthquakes, it would be like after the shaking had started quite significantly and he'd wake up like, oh, thanks. Thanks, Rufus.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. Cat was quite good at it, though.
Hmm.
A little bit more in tune.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to my cat.
Aww.
Rufus still going strong, though. Carrying on. You got us a poem this morning?
I certainly have.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is in my Ding Dong collection. Ding Dong, the village idiot is gone. Didn't last longer than a wig wearing a lettuce. How's that for sad? Got another one now who's really, really bad.
Hey, Sean Sweet, like the tenure of Liz Truss in Parliament. Well, I don't know if we could call it sweet, but certainly short.
Certainly short.
You've picked a song for Liz Truss this morning.
Yeah, she's lost control again.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Joy Division, of course, with She's Lost Control. That's the single version, if it sounds a little bit different to you. Someone says, Rob, English people come over here because of the crap weather in the UK. I mean, everything's relative. I love summer, but I do hate humidity, so I can sympathise with Rob on that one. Mm. Thank you for your texts. Thank you very much to the Bard of Bollocks.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.